Welcome to Bible Insights with Wayne Conrad. God's Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Today's topic, He Who Loves Much. Jesus was a master at bringing men and women to the gut issues of life using illustrative stories and parables. By this means, He cut through much of the religious rationalizing of His day, and He put people face to face with God's own heart and mind. And He also exposed their own interior motives and their need. He could also make His parables very close to the character of the people with whom He was dealing. Perhaps a consideration of one of the life situation parables will help us. And Luke records such an incident in chapter 7, beginning at verse 36. One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, and He went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table. Now, peep inside a wealthy Jewish Pharisee's home in the first century Palestine will help us get a better picture of this event. The homes of the well-to-do often had a special room set aside for banquets. People usually ate slightly reclining on their left side on a low couch at a low table while eating with their right hand. The room typically had one side open to the street so guests could enter easily. Thus, people passing by could see who was the guest being entertained, and they could stop, they could talk, and they could enter. A number of such incidences of Jesus at dinner with people are recorded in the gospel narratives. And Luke records one such event in Luke 7, 36 through 50. Now, here's a recounting of the gist of that incident. One day, Jesus was invited to dinner at the home of a Pharisee named Simeon or Simon. He graciously accepted the invitation. But when he arrived at Simeon's house, no one greeted him or even showed him the facilities, as we would say. Jesus was primarily an unwelcome guest. This is brought out later in Jesus' remarks to his host. Simon probably considered Jesus beneath his social level, and therefore he didn't need to extend all of these courtesies. And as a result, he snubbed Jesus, and by social neglect showed him his utter disdain. Simon, you see, actually had a wrong motive for inviting Jesus to dinner. He hoped to discredit Jesus in front of his guest. To Simon's dismay, however, while Jesus was reclining at the table, a woman known for her loose morals came into the house. And she stood silently at Jesus' feet for a while, and then tears began to course down her cheeks and to fall on Jesus' feet. Loosening her hair, she fell on her knees and began to wipe his dusty, now damp feet with her hair. And she even broke a bottle of perfume and poured it on his feet. This caught Simon by surprise, and he was aghast. Now, this went on for some time. Jesus remained calm, waiting. Simeon was muttering to himself about Jesus and the woman. If he were a prophet, he should know this woman was bad company. And if he knew that and still put up with this behavior, then Jesus couldn't be much. Ha! Jesus read Simon's thought like an open book. At this point, Jesus spoke directly to his host, Simeon, and said, Simeon, or Simon, I have something to say to you. Tell me, teacher, he said. Two men owed money to a certain money lender. One owed him 500 days' wages. Now, that's a lot of money. And the other 50. That's plenty. Neither of them had the money to pay him back, so he canceled the debts of both. Now, which of them will love him more? Simon answered quickly, I suppose the one who had the bigger debt canceled. Then Jesus zeroed in on him. You've judged correctly. And turning to the woman, Jesus said to Simon, do you see this woman here? How could he miss it? Obviously, Simon had seen her, and he had not ceased to be agitated since she walked into his house. But what Jesus said to Simon was that he had not been the perfect host, but this woman had acted like the host that he should have been. She acted like he should have acted. And then he drove home his lesson. The woman's affections were not prompted by sensual passions, but by her sense of gratitude to God for forgiving her of all of her sin. What Simeon failed to see was that he was indebted to God also. He thought he only owed God a little debt for minor infractions of the law. Simeon's own failure to see his sin debt to God, which was huge, and the Savior's gracious forgiveness blocked his spiritual insight. The woman realized, however, what a great sinner she was. And she came to Jesus with her debt, and in mercy and grace, he canceled it. Meanwhile, Simeon, thinking he only occasionally did a little wrong, felt that he could handle his own debt. Jesus pointed out to Simeon and to all who will listen that our understanding of the debt we owe God and his forgiveness of all of our sins determine the depth of our love for him. So let me ask you a question. How much do you love God? How precious is Jesus to you? You love God, you see, in proportion to your understanding by faith and experience in your own heart, your just damnation before God, and his great mercy in giving you a new life through the forgiveness of your sin, won by Christ's own work on our behalf. What Jesus wants us to do is to apply God's mercy and grace in our lives to our relationships with other people. If we ever grasp the depth of our previous indebtedness to God and his total cancellation of all that we owe, then we can never again look down on another sinful, needy person. Jesus gave to the woman the assurance of her forgiveness, and he gave her freedom to live for God. She loved Jesus because he first loved her. She was gloriously free to pour out her heart's affection before him without shame. There is no way to measure what would happen in our lives as Christians if we could ever grasp the measure of our forgiveness or the magnitude of the debt that Jesus assumed for us, or the depth of his love for us. Just a glimpse of it should inspire a deeper worship and a fuller life of loving service to the Master, as well as loving compassion on others. This has been Wayne Conrad with Bible Insights. Until next time, remember the great debt you owe Jesus for his mercy and grace. And be sure to show your love to him and your care and compassion for other sinners.